A number of breweries across the state are hosting events as part of Craft Beer Week in West Virginia, which kicked off this past weekend. Some in the craft beer industry are celebrating new regulations that the state legislature passed earlier this spring. This week, to coincide with West Virginia Day, breweries and restaurants across the state are celebrating the steadily growing craft beer industry. As of 2016, there were 15 breweries in the state. That number has nearly doubled in just 3 years. Many in the craft beer industry say West Virginia was slower than other states at getting into the craft beer movement. And while there are some things that we don't have here, like big metropolitan centers, that doesn't mean we don't have advantages too, says West Virginia Brewers Guild President Aaron Rote.
There's a lot of cultural centers like Fayetteville or Thomas Davis or Morgantown. And I think the breweries that you see in those areas really tie into their local cultures very well.
Some craft brewers brand their beers with names and logos that reference local folklore, like Zona's Revenge, made by Greenbrier Valley Brewing in Lewisburg. That wit beer is named after Zona Heaster, a murder victim in the late 19th century who ultimately became the basis for a popular ghost story in the area. There's also Big Timber in Elkins and Stumptown Ales in Davis, which both focus on the area's main economic driver, timber. Each community tends to have their own local brewery, or in some cases, a cluster of breweries that have similar regional roots in their branding. As a result of this hyper-regionalism, though, West Virginia doesn't have a flagship event for Craft Beer Week. Some breweries have beer releases, some give tours, and others are featured in tap takeovers, events in which a restaurant only serves a specific brewery's beer for a night. This week's events aren't the only thing on tap for the craft beer scene in the state, but more of a start to the summer season, says Kevin Ayers. He's the owner of the Wheeling-based brewery, Brewkeepers.
Think of it like the Memorial Day of craft beer. Memorial Day kicks off the summer, even though it's not summer yet. The craft beer weeks really kind of promotes, hey, now Memorial Day has hit, craft beer week is here, we're promoting craft beer. Summertime is the most popular time to drink. So, you know, it sort of kicks off that festival season, if you will.
A lot of breweries in the state are located in towns with tourist destinations or entrances to the state, and that's no accident, Ayers says.
We have to be more of a destination location where our cities are based off of major highways and people are passing through.
And these travelers are often the biggest market for craft breweries.
The more things that we can do or the more things we can bring into the state to do, the more people are going to stop, and then they're going to hunt craft breweries down.
Even if you can't travel to any of these breweries, Aaron Rote says there is one event anyone can participate in on Friday, June 21st.
Whether you're at a restaurant or you're out on your back porch drinking a beer at 5 o'clock, there'll be kind of like a beer toast.
Rote says craft beer fans in West Virginia do have something to toast about this year.
So this is just a nice way to cheers, maybe a nice turning point for us.
Earlier this spring, the legislature passed Senate Bill 529, which increased the cap on alcohol by volume from 12% to 15%. The new law also removes a limit on growler sales. Rote says he's hoping these new regulations will help lead to even more growth in the craft beer industry. While both Ayers and Rote say they feel like the West Virginia craft beer scene started a little behind the curve, they both believe the state is catching up, with no signs of slowing down yet. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Corey Nollinger in Wheeling.